You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. Bill Childs with you, as I am every week. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. And this week, we're just going to get a little weird. It's the Mappy Giants with My Name is King of, all one word, Socks.
My name is King of Socks, and nothing can stop me from showing off my socks.
Oh, yeah.
Of the story behind that, but that's Mr. Trololo with the Trololo song. I've been told, without any particularly good documentation or verification, that it was a song written in the former Soviet Union. I'm pretty sure that's true, and that it originally had lyrics that were about cowboys and the West and so on, and that those in control at the Soviet Union at the time said, no, that's too individualist, you gotta just do something else, and that was all improvised. Don't know if it's true, but it's a delightful song. If you look up Mr. Trololo, T-R-O-L-O-L-O, and YouTube, it's a heck of a video, too. Lloyd H. Miller from the Deedle Deedle Dees and Dean Jones, kids music and other music producer extraordinaire, covering the David Bowie song V2 Schneider. That's from Let All the Children Boogie. And start off with They Might Be Giants with My Name is King of Socks, their fun, weird contribution to the Many Hands release. Earlier this week, I was talking with Cactus from Secret Agent 23 Skidoo. He was doing a guest DJ set for a different show, and he said, I want to get some old, weird stuff. And I gave him a bunch of old, weird stuff, and I was like, I'm going to do a show of a lot of old and new weird stuff. So the K-Post is here, formerly part of the Austin Music Experience. It's Jim the Giant.
The star of our basketball team. If I am down and I'm in need, Jim's a friend who stands tall for me. Jim the Giant, Jim the Giant, no one's like him. Jim the Giant, Jim the Giant.
He stared at his empty bowl and mine and decided to concoct a thing called toenail soup. Toenail soup, toenail soup, toenail soup, toenail soup. Everybody gather around to hear a story about toenail soup. An ancient mountain recipe to bring your true love back to thee. Part baby tears, earwax, and rooster poop. into a stinky, stanky goof. He wrapped his head in a gingham scarf so the awful stench wouldn't make him barf as he cooked that giant pot of toenail soup. Toenail soup, toenail soup, toenail soup, toenail soup. Everybody gather around to hear a story about toenail soup. As their drawers began to droop, I was passed out cold when I swore I heard our mama's voice say a dirty word as our daddy offered her a putrid scoop. But she shooed him away saying, "What the heck?" and threw her arms around our necks. How dare you feed my baby's toenail soup? Toenail soup, toenail soup, toenail soup, toenail soup. Everybody about toenail soup. Well, it's been a long while since Mama came home. She promised never again to roam if we built her a brand new chicken coop. Today she sent Dad out to snatch a few eggs for a brand new batch of an ancient mountain stew called goulash, gravy, squirrel and dumplings, anything but toenail soup.
Got a pair of invisible trousers. One leg's got stripes on, and the other's got flowers. Would you like to see my invisible trousers? Would you like to see my invisible trousers? They were made in Belgium by a very old magician. A little big around the waistline, so I wear suspenders with them. Would you like to see my invisible trousers? Would you like to see my invisible? I wore them to the dentist. Because they've never seen invisible trousers before. They've never seen invisible trousers before. Walking down the street, invisible trousers,
invisible trousers.
Everyone smiles at me, invisible trousers,
invisible trousers.
I must look so trendy.
Invisible trousers. Trousers.
That's The Quiet Ones with Invisible Trousers. The Quiet Ones, made up of folks who were previously in Mucka Ferguson. They did a great song, Dictionary. Open for They Might Be Giants a bunch. Quiet Ones put out two or three really, really great kids' records. Roughhousers there, Toenail Soup, and start off with the K-Pastas with Jim the Giant here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Indie music for indie kids, weird music for weird kids. It's all of those things this week, mostly weird stuff, except for this. I wanted to play some Brandi Carlile. Brandi Carlile did a wonderful live stream from Minneapolis, raised over $500,000 in funds for legal help for immigrants in the Twin Cities. Great show. We really enjoyed watching the live stream. This is Brandi Carlile going all the way back to the story with Have You Ever.
Have you ever wandered lonely through the woods? And everything that feels just as it should. You're part of a life there, you're part of something good. If you've ever wandered lonely through the woods. Ooh. If you've ever wandered. Ever stared into a starry sky, lying on your back, you're asking why. What's the purpose? I wonder who am I? If you've ever know. Try to get back where you were before. You always end up now knowing where to go. Have you ever been out walking in the snow?
Was asked to bring 2 dozen cookies to school for a bake sale. She asked Grandpa for help. Over the years, he'd memorized hundreds of recipes. He was a good cook, but his memory was becoming fuzzy on some of the details. His estimate regarding the amount of ingredients required for 2 dozen cookies was off by about 4 dozen. He used the right ingredients, and he used the right proportions. He just used way too much. By the time they'd finished their baking, they had about 6 dozen cookies spread around the kitchen to cool. Grandpa and Iris were both pretty proud of their work. Iris was set to let it go at that, but Grandpa wouldn't hear of it. In his opinion, each of the 6 dozen cookies required decoration. "Iris," he said, "we can't send in ordinary-looking cookies. We've got to dress them up a little. We've got to make them special." Iris thought it over and agreed. "We'll mix up a tall bowl of frosting," Grandpa said, "and we'll draw pictures on them." "Pictures?" said Iris. "What'll we draw?" Grandpa sat down and thought it over. "Let's go right down the alphabet," he said. "We'll draw a picture for each letter. Applesauce, barber pole, card table, and so on, all the way down the line." "Well, that only use up 26 of them," Iris said. 26 is a good start," said Grandpa. "We'll start with them and then think up something else as we go along." They mixed up a big batch of frosting and set right to work on the alphabet. Applesauce, barber pole, card table, doorbell, earmuffs, feather duster. Grandpa thought up which words to use, and Iris squeezed out the frosting. By the time they'd run out of alphabet, Iris was tired of squeezing anyway. The front half of the alphabet looked funny enough, but when she got to the last part, she was pretty much just squeezing out blobs no matter what Grandpa called for. Still, that was 26 cookies done. They were on their way. Iris needed a rest. Grandpa said he'd squeeze out the letters themselves on the next 26. His A looked like an H. The B looked like an 8. The C looked more like a Q. That's the way they all went, all the way to Z. Most everything looked like something, just not like whatever it was. Iris and Grandpa talked it over and decided that no matter what they looked like, the cookies would probably taste better with the frosting. So they continued. Grandpa said he'd squeeze out some portraits. He drew Daniel Boone, Laurel and Hardy, both the Wright brothers, Paul Bunyan and Peter Pan. Iris took a turn. She drew Goldilocks and the Three Bears. They each ate a cookie. Next, Grandpa squeezed out a squirrel. Iris made a beaver. Grandpa made a whole monkey family. And Iris drew a ballerina. Finally, there were just 2 left. Grandpa drew Iris, and Iris drew Grandpa. To me, they both looked like frosty blobs, but to Grandpa, they were masterpieces. "Iris," he said, "you've paid me quite a compliment. I believe that is the handsomest cookie I've ever seen." Iris was pleased. So was her teacher when she brought in 6 dozen cookies. The bake sale was a huge success. Every single one of her cookies sold. They sold on taste alone. I can't imagine anyone had the slightest idea they were buying portraits. The untrained eye couldn't tell Paul Bunyan from Peter Pan. Grandpa knew, though. He bought the cookie Iris had fashioned after him. "Iris," he whispered, "if there has ever been a prettier cookie on earth, it must have fallen from heaven."
Part of the Austin Music Experience, although I think Jad Fair has moved. That is David and Jad Fair with 6 dozen cookies from the album of the same name here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Indie music for indie kids from KUTX 98.9 and distributed via PRX. And we're at the point of the show, friends, when I need your help. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question, you're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can and as weirdly as you can. I don't know what that means exactly, but do it. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. What is that question? I am prepared to rock, but first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock, rock, rock. Don't spare the rock.
To lead off track from the Science Fair release on Spare the Rock Records, it's Babe the Blue Ox, the song Surfin' Minnesota. Putting it out to the memory of Tim from the Babe the Blue Ox, who passed away a few weeks ago. Great song, great band. Miss you.
Soda, some bathing Terrio, a winter in Alaska. Now let's go, 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 go.